changed first half to second half for you?
Stop throwing interceptions. So, you know, they did a good job, and they had some good things in the first half, and we made some adjustments, started seeing what they were doing, and you know, started making better decisions, and throwing the ball more accurately. So, you know, just a couple bad, bad decisions on my part that led to the interceptions, and you know, just learned I can't put our defense in those type of situations. Our defense is too good to you know, give up points and throw interceptions for touchdowns. But second half, I thought we, you know, guys fought. You know, we were confident that we could get going. You know, we were still, you know, still very much in the game. Just had to go down and score a couple of touchdowns. Kept settling for field goals, which is a little frustrating. But finally got within eight and just knew we had, you know, now we're one touchdown and a two-point conversion away, and guys stepped up and made some big plays. Yeah, I looked at Ahmad. It looked like he maybe opened up late when I saw the pictures. So, you know, started looking at him at first, and I saw a linebacker. It looks like he ran by the linebacker, and then I came back, you know, to Beatty, which is obviously, you know, not the guy who you want to be catching a whole lot of passes, but gave him a shot, and obviously didn't quite connect on it. Yeah, you know, it was a great decision by him. He, you know, we've been running a similar play all day, and you know, we said on the sidelines, you know, next time they did that, you know, you could still just run right by the guy and widen and get to the sideline, and that's exactly what he did. He, you know, he saw the safety coming down to guard him. He ran right by him, widened, and you know, outran everybody. So just a big time play by him in a crucial situation when we needed, you know, needed a play, needed a touchdown, and he gave it to us. Yeah, it was great to have all our weapons, and Victor, Hakeem, both of them stepped up, you know, made some big time catches, some third down conversions, you know, just hanging in there tough, run after catch. I thought both those guys really played outstanding, played tough, and you know, took, you know, a lot of catches. They took some hits, but kept fighting back and wanted to be in there, and you know, it's a great 1-2 punch.
What's going through your mind, Eli, after the third interception?
You know, same thing. Just, you know, obviously you go into halftime, just saying, you know, I gotta make better decisions. You know, kind of started, you know, seeing some things that they were doing, made some adjustments, said we're gonna be okay, and here's how we're gonna attack it. And you know, we had some good drives. We were moving the ball, you know, well at times. We just kept settling for field goals. You know, had some missed opportunities down in the red zone. You know, and so we just, you know, knew we could get back in the game. We knew we were, you know, still you know, right there in the reach, and you know, the guys fought and believed, and we got the ball. Defense, you know, kept getting the stops and did a good job. And when we got the ball, go down there, had some good drives, and we, you know, kept staying in the game, not making the mistakes, you know, kicking the field goals, but, you know, making little steps. And we got it within eight, you know, with time, you know, defense got us an interception. We knew we were right there in the mix. Bad decisions. Bad, you know, mostly. You know, it's a lot of times a decision, you know, made with a bad pass, it leads to a bad, you know, bad result. So, those are kind of some of the things that occurred. You know, it's fun. As a quarterback, you like to throw it. You like to, you know, be in that mix and spread them out and see what they're doing, and you know, have some runs, have some throws, and mix things up. And when guys, obviously, it's fun when guys are getting open and guys are making plays and you're seeing things, and you get to fight back. And especially the first half, not, you know, you're frustrated, you're angry, and then you get some, you know, the excitement of coming back and see it happening, see the rally happening, see our defense get fired up, and, you know, our offense. I thought their defense was getting tired there, you know, be able to sit back there for a little bit, make some decisions. So, you know, it's not the situation you always want to be in, but it can be fun.
Eli, you spoke about it early in the season, but just the importance of always getting even out.
Yeah. No one wants to start 0-2. We've obviously done it before and made a run and got into the playoffs and stuff. But it's a big win, and especially after the first half playing poorly. You know, last week not playing well. To kind of get back to that that level of playing good football. And that second half was you know, really, really good. No punts, no turnovers. Can do some things better, obviously, but, you know, some big-time plays and stepping up when we needed it, that was fun to have.
Also, your yardage total was the top 10 regular season in NFL history. Just talk about that.
You know, obviously you don't always want to be in those circumstances. And, you know, obviously we're down and had to throw it a bunch. And if you count all my interception yards, I'd probably be number one. So thank you.